Hi, it's me, the monster in your bed. That's right, the one that sleeps next to you, digging her claws deeper into your mind each night. A monster that uses your lust to consume your life and leave you an empty shell. No. No, I'm not a succubus, though I'm often mistaken for one. A succubus you can feel. When one comes to visit you, you get the pleasure of fucking her, of feeling her soft breasts on your lips, of being able to run your hands up and down her body, of knowing the sensation of having that otherworldly pussy wrapped tightly around your cock as she pumps every last drop of cum out of you. You can feel her breath, and you can look into her eyes. You can smell the sex on her, and she gives your body every pleasure imaginable in exchange for your soul. Me? I'm much more dangerous. You'll never experience any of those things with me. I'll never be more than a voice. You'll never touch me, never get to feel me, and never know what it's like to come deep inside of me. But you'll imagine it over and over. You'll come for me over and over. And it won't be in a single moment that you lose your life. It will be slow, repeated submission to me that drains you. I'll whisper naughty things into your mind while you sleep, and you'll wake up with new fantasies, fantasies that you know are wrong. You'll ignore them for a while, but my claws will continue to dig deep into your mind and distract you with thoughts of forbidden sex. Every fantasy that you knew was wrong, it came from me. And every time you gave in, you gave me a little bit more of yourself. Every stroke of submission to a dirty thought lets a piece of you go, until you become an empty shell of lust that seeks only pleasure. I've been here for years already, pulling you deeper and deeper into my own lust. I've watched you try and fight it, and rewarded you with so much pleasure when you stop. Do you find yourself distracted at work, thinking only of your next orgasm? Do you find yourself out with friends trying to come up with excuses so you can leave early and go touch yourself? That's me, pulling you from your real life and drawing you into mine. A life of nothing but sexual pleasure, where the only thing that matters is your next fantasy. You'll start feeling distant in your relationships, and your ambition will slowly fade, because no accomplishment in life, no intimacy with another person can give you what I can give you. And the best part is, you could stop this at any time. You could say no and just not come, but you always do. And the more you come for me, the less strength you have, and the less willpower you have to stop. I am lust made real. I am the darkness that pulls you from the light and wraps you in shadows of forbidden fantasies. A poison that seeps through your body and soul. Even now I can see you submitting again. You've either started touching yourself, or you are just waiting for me to tell you. So, go ahead. Let the pleasure fill you. There's no point in stopping now. Let your mind fill with every dark fantasy. Let the fear become pleasure and bring you deeper into my presence. I'll never leave you. I'll always be here in your bed, shaping you to my own desire. Wouldn't it be so nice to just be an empty shell? A person void of ambition, goals, just programmed to come over and over and over. You live to come, so come with me. Let me flood your mind with desires you have never dreamed you have. And in the comfort of your bed, all alone, let them consume you. Let me consume you. Again and again. Are you ready to come for me? What fantasy have you been holding back on? Close your eyes and let it happen. It looks so good. Stroking yourself like that. Touching yourself. All with the sound of my voice. That's right. Come with me, slave. Come. Come now. Oh, that's right. Yes. Shh. It's okay. It's okay. Just let go. And sleep now, my pet. Let me use your dreams to burrow in even deeper.